from the Hill Country in Texas, broadcasting worldwide, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Well, good morning. That would be me. How you doing? Really? No kidding. You don't say. Well, Really? Well, it's another week in broadcast wonderment. September 25, 2017. As we speak to each morning, 9 to 11 or so, sometimes longer, from the beautiful Hill Country, Texas, about an hour west of Austin, Texas, up in the hills. Yep, that's where the Hill Country starts, right here at Dripping Springs. And it does. They got little mountains and, well, hills. I don't think we're mountains, but then it goes. See some pretty interesting territory for many, many miles heading towards California. If you've ever driven from Texas to California, about three quarters of the trip is Texas. And then once you get out of Texas, man, you're almost there. It's crazy how big this state is. It's crazy big. Crazy big. Well, here's our phone number, 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Patrick, OneRadioNetwork.com. Today, Stephen Huer is here. He's here. Tomorrow, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. On the last week, we have all my friends and people that I've known for a while. So it's kind of easy to do the show when you talk to people that you've known for a long time. Always makes it a little bit easier. Wednesday, Andrew Goss, and then Thursday, Richard Massey, and Meridian Grace. So that's pretty cool. And this is what we do the last week of the month, our regular folks, yeah. So if you'd like to join us, I said 888-663-6386, email Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Stephen is in Greer, which is just east of Los Angeles, right? No, South Carolina?
Way east.
Morning, Mrs. Stephen. Stephen's a naturopath, and he is the founder and owner of Synergistic Nutrition. They're top-line products. As you probably know, you hear me talk about them all the time. The great, the amazing, the unforgettable One World Way, and Synergistic, or Synergy One, my top faves, and what else? And then the Andrea seed oils. I've yet to try, Stephen. Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, Patrick.
Yeah, good. You sound great. You do your exercise. What'd you do this morning? What'd you do? Like a great naturopath health guru like you. What was your morning like?
You know, I just finished a trade show a couple days in a row. Let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I drove home on Sunday, so I just needed a tune-up or energy recharge, so I did. I've got my HHO device now, which I'll talk about in the show. So I was breathing that for a half hour, and I did my Ionic Body Balancer foot bath for 30 minutes. And I did my Tesla energy lights for a while. So make up for my lack of energy. It's been really good, yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What was the last one? Oh, yeah, that foot bath thing, yeah. So you really think there's something to that, isn't there?
Oh yeah, you can. If you do this particular foot bath,
uh-huh.
none of the foot baths, but if you do this particular foot bath for 40 minutes,
yeah.
not only are you going to open up your lymphatics and detox all kinds of stuff out of your system, which it's easy to do. It's like not, I don't feel like a Herx reaction or thing.
Yeah.
But you'll have energy. It's really remarkable. This particular device, the guy that created it, he's I guess electrical engineer, and he knows something about frequencies that he puts a certain frequency into. Besides it just being a current, that just it's a specific frequency for your body to have more energy and heal, and it's pretty remarkable, this particular one.
Uh-huh. What's the principle? I remember at the very beginning, years ago, I did one of those things, and then the word got out that, well, no, you know, it's just the metal from the thing, this energy that you're seeing, or the color, right, that you see. And they kind of got poo-pooed along the way. But back then, do you think they were doing the thing like yours is now? Or is this a new, renewed, developed thing, you know?
Yeah, this is definitely an advanced foot bath device, because there's a frequency science in there that's beyond just transferring electrons into the feet and into the body to open up basically those electrons go into your feet and throughout your whole body so that your cells electrically are, the pores open up.
Huh.
So as that electrical current opens up the pores, the cells can dump their toxins out. The lymphatic system is stimulated to be activated, so the movement of the toxins can exit quickly and efficiently. Plus, there's an energization thing. Plus, I believe there's also kill frequencies to kill virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. I've tried one other one years ago, and I didn't notice any of that. And this one's also really affordable compared to a lot of them. Some of them are like $1,700 that don't do near as good as this. And the big thing is the array, the piece of metal that you put in the water that puts the current in the water. Other ones, you have to buy a new array like every 12 foot baths. And they're very expensive, like $150-some-odd. So it becomes some company's way of, you know, keeping an income stream coming in, because these things don't last long. But this guy's lasts for forever. It's just like years of usage before it'll ever need to be replaced.
Oh, so it'll last a long time, and then you just replace some kind of inner juice to it or something, and
especially the metal piece that transfers the current, it'll shed its ions into the water, as you spoke about earlier. It'll turn it brown,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, and people still, not only years ago, but people still are misinformed, believing that that's a representation of toxins coming out through the feet, when it's not. It's just, you know, the color of these metals, and, you know, they're turning oxidizing iron and things and copper to be green and or any brown or gray, and it's nothing coming out of the feet. It's just specifically the metals from the array coming off into the water. But that doesn't take away from the fact that the technology works fantastically well to do the things that I just mentioned. And, you know, it's well worth it, because, I mean, I mentioned this earlier in your show, a previous interview, that is his name, that particular doctor, I'm forgetting it right now. The famous doctor that's famous in heavy metal detox, Dietrich Klinghardt.
Yeah,
you know, he said that in our day and age, due to the extreme amount of toxin exposure we're all exposed to, that it's almost essential to have a foot bath to keep up with the detoxification, the pace. In other words, if you just relied on, say, good detox supplementation like One World Way and the minerals to make selenium, selenomethionine, to make glutathione, that may not be enough. He says, he maintains that you need the ionic foot bath to give your body the juice, the electrical energy it needs to assist these cells in their ability to open up their pores and detox the stuff out.
Oh, yeah, and he was also, last time he was on the show, he was going on about the detoxification thing. He was put a really nice plug in for our sulfur too. He really thought that was essential to help detox. Yeah, he's really into detoxing, and I kind of keep tabs on him. I know he just finished up a webinar. Was it on detox or maybe parasites or something? But he's a pretty active guy. He's cool. I like him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just looking. So you have the Ionic Balance of Put Bath, $499. This thing looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. And
wow.
Like I said, if you check out foot baths and pricing, they can tend to be a lot more than that.
Uh-huh. So if you'd like to get one of these guys, you can just click on the One World Way ad and grab yourself one, or get two, one for you and your niece or something. You know. That's great. The Ionic Foot Bath Balance. You know, it's curious about two. Dr. Bob Marshall, the late Dr. Marshall. Now, you know, he...
I didn't know. When did he pass away?
He did, the old Dr. Marshall, this little rascal.
When did he pass away?
About 3-4 months ago.
Wow.
He had,
how old was he?
Oh, he was a young tyke, you know, maybe, I don't even know, but if I had to guess, I would say 60. Looked great. I mean, he was strong as an ox. He ran. He was a marathon runner.
I've gone to several of his trainings many years ago. In the 90s, I went to his trainings, and so I knew him personally very well, and, you know, I love the guy.
Yeah, really cool. Had him on many of the shows on KLBJ. He had great, as you know, he has great products, really particular about you know, the ingredients, and he tests them all, you know, with this fancy machine that he developed, you know, and boy, if they came back with any kind of weird stuff in the containers, you know, because he would get containers like of turmeric and stuff and grind it himself. Anyway, good guy. But the word was, as I saw on the website or the notice, that he had prostate cancer. And
just
for some reason, it was this karmic thing. He just couldn't shake it and left the planet.
I'm telling you, this is like...
Isn't it weird?
If you don't know the knowledge of the right thing, even if you're immersed in the field and you've got a lot of knowledge,
yeah.
Like he was very much, you know, his belief system was vegan vegetarianism, as much raw as possible. It was his belief system. It was like Buddhism or something. He didn't want to violate that ever. But yet that can really tie you to not looking elsewhere for certain, you know, nutraceutical sciences. Like I had mentioned years ago that I did, or not years ago, but in earlier interviews, with my breast cancer. Okay, so when I deal with this hyperthyroid, one of the things about a hyperthyroid is that the side effect is breast cancer. So I've had it for over two years now. I've dealt with it 3 times. So I got rid of it the first time with B17 and pawpaw and DMSO.
Pawpaw. I like pawpaw.
And then that months go by, I'm not doing those things, and it comes back. I go down to the Hino Medical Clinic, and I get the stem cells there that he gave me, the embryonic, which didn't do anything. But he gave me these shots of this immune serum from Germany, 6 shots of that, and the breast cancer was gone again. So then months go by from that, the breast cancer comes back. And this time, I can't do the B17 because it's, for some people, like 2% of the population, they react to it and it causes their heart to race. And that's what it does to me. So my heart races really fast if I take it. So I found, and I know one of your other nutritional practitioners you've had on has spoken about this, and she used her own fermented wheat germ to help eradicate cancer in her body. But I didn't go that route. I just went and bought the product that's originally made in Bulgaria. It's distributed out of Canada, and it's called Avemar, A-V-E-M-A-R. And that stuff's fantastic. I used it for a week, and the breast lump's gone again.
Really?
This stuff's the best get rid of cancer in your body I've ever used.
A-V-E, what is it?
A-V-E-M-A-R. So it's fermented wheat germ, not fermented, but fermented pre-digested wheat germ into a powder. And it's got a certain chemical in it. I can't remember the name, but that chemical kills tumor cells.
Do we sell that on Synergistic, or is that just...
We do. No, we got that. Yeah, you buy a month's supply for like $170, take a packet a day. Tastes really good, too, because the mixture they make. And this stuff's fantastic. It just works really well.
Avemar. I've never heard of that. Now, how is it possible... How is it possible to ferment an oil?
No, this is wheat germ, not the oil.
Oh, the wheat germ.
Just the wheat germ, the actual flake of wheat germ itself.
Do you have a little search? I'm on your website now. Do you have a little search thing? Because I'd like to look at that.
Yeah, if you go to the right-hand side, there's certain. If you're not on a page where you can see search products on the right-hand side.
Yeah, I can't. Okay, I got to put that thing over.
Change the page you're on, and you'll see search products on the right-hand side.
Okay, because the homepage is not showing me up here for some reason. I'll find it. Search, and then just put in Avemar, huh?
A-V-E-M-A-R, yeah.
Cool. So it's a fermented... Oh, I see it. Yeah, there it is. A-V-E-M-A. So it's a fermented wheat germ. Wow.
Yeah.
And this does...
And the lump in my breast went away in like a week of using it.
No kidding. This is all kinds of cancerous cells in theory?
Every kind. Mm-hmm.
Dietary supplement contains Avemar pulvis fermented wheat germ extract. Wow. Effective. And who did this?
I don't know who particularly discovered it. I just know that it was originally made in Bulgaria.
So it balances. I'm sorry. It balances the TH1, TH2 thing.
Yep.
Which is, tell folks about that. That's an interesting, because that's important if you have autoimmune, correct?
Yeah, I'm not an expert on this. Okay. I just have gone over it a little bit and understand that if one of them is higher than another, you can have autoimmunity. And
right.
Need to balance them out to not have that, and or a weak immune system. And somehow, if you balance it out, you have a strong immune system again.
Remember the link I sent you? I don't know if you had a chance yet. The link from Datis Karazian, this thyroid guru maniac up in the northwest. He's really smart guy, and if you're still working on your thyroid, I recommend you listen to the show and maybe even get his book.
Yeah.
He talked a lot about this because he talked a lot about, and this was years ago, Stephen. Again, I'm no expert either. No, not just enough to get me in trouble. But the idea that if it's an autoimmune thing, you can take things that make it worse, right?
Yeah.
So you can take things that make it worse. But they do have an autoimmune antibody test you can take, right? For thyroid? I'm pretty sure they do. Yeah.
Pretty sure they do. The thing is you're looking for TPO, thyroid peroxidase, as your indication of autoimmunity, and mine is zero. Like, I don't have autoimmunity. I have a damaged thyroid from the calcium oxalate consumption I did years ago, and that calcium oxalate in excess. I don't detox well. That's why I do this nutrition for a profession, because I have to compensate for my genetic weakness of detoxing. And so I didn't detox this calcium oxalate fast enough as I was intaking it from all that almond milk, kale juice, and different high calcium oxalate foods.
Mm-hmm.
So the calcium oxalate poisoned my thyroid and damaged it. And I'm dealing with that damage that, it doesn't look like autoimmunity based on blood tests.
So you came in with a no-detox karma. Well, good for you. I mean, well, otherwise we wouldn't have you to help us. See, you would just be, right? You'd be out there, you'd be a lawyer or something like that, right? or a politician or something.
I would have done the sciences. I probably would have done like an engineering or something.
Yeah. Stephen Huer, Patrick Timpone. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. For breakfast this morning, I had one World Whey and, let's see, colostrum. I just like to put it in water sometimes when I'm feeling like I don't need a lot. And I actually have the vanilla whey, which is my new favorite, but now I put the chocolate because I felt like a little chocolate. And this is a great product. If you haven't tried Stephen's One World Whey, it's the bomb. Yeah, we think it's the best One World Whey ever out there. And I was looking at the ingredients on the label just this morning, he's got an interesting thing in there that we've been doing a lot of research on, and that is xylitol. That we think is a very, very good thing to put in your body. And that's, I didn't even notice that. And I'm going to ask him after the break. We do a couple other commercials if that's a kind of a new thing. Anyway, so here we are. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. If you like to get the whey, you have chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, unsweetened, unflavored. And also, then we recommend you getting a small little container, the 1 pounder, one or two or three of those. Pick out your favorite flavor, and then get the 5 pounder, and then rock and roll. Previously with Peter Ragnar, who's a great example of staying young and healthy, we asked him what kinds of things he takes.
Personally, for myself, I look at all of the supplements that help bolster and harmonize my hormones. And, you know, this is both for men and for women. And, when you go online, there's so much information about that out there. I heard on one of your advertisements there, Patrick, about the pine pollen. I personally take pine pollen, which I think it's an amazing product, has an amazing effect upon the body.
Peter, it's one of our favorites too. Pine pollen, any of these are Thrival Links. You have the pine pollen pure potency, pine pollen gold. And if you'd like to get it every month, the auto ship is the best price. Also, Stephen Buhner's book, exclusively on pine pollen, is right there on the site too, Daniel's site, right here on OneRadioNetwork.com. I'm doing a little experiment. I'm starting to do one tablespoon twice a day of our organic sulfur just for fun. I normally would do a teaspoon, and then I would, actually, the last 6 months, I've been off and on it and whatever, because it's been 3 years. And I said, no, you know what? I'm going to really, really going to pony this up and take a look and see any difference, even an improvement in my hair. Skin, nails do look great. Thank you very much. God and spirit and whatever, and food and mojo, who knows. But I thought this would be fun, a little experiment. So I've started this 3 or 4 days ago, and I sure like the way it feels. I don't know if you've tried organic sulfur, but it's pretty, it's the bomb. I don't know what it does exactly, but we do know that it has a love affair with heavy metals. We do know that. A lot of people, and that was a quote from one of the docs, and I use that quote because it's really cool. And it brings oxygen to lots of places around your body, everywhere, but you need water, so don't do the sulfur without water. And there's a lady who we've been trying to get on the show, Rhonda Patrick. She's got a great video about sulfur from naming the effects on cancer, mortality, aging, brain, and behavior. And it's about also, it's all about sulfur-bearing amino acids, sulfur-bearing food. Sulfur is a pretty interesting guy and girl. Let's say it's a girl, because girls are more interesting. And it's hard to eat a lot of sulfur-bearing food kind of thing. It just is. And then who knows how much, stuff is in there after, the soils have been depleted and stuff like that, just overuse. And now with GMOs and screws up the sulfur cycle. We think it's a reasonable thing to try. We're not making any claims of what it's going to do, that you can leap tall buildings in a single bound and put a red S on your chest and whatever. But I think a 3-month supply is well worth your investigation for a mere $80. 3 months supply, that's at a teaspoon twice a day. If you weigh, a couple hundred pounds, you definitely do a couple teaspoons, and it'll last you about half as long. And then try it. Do it on an empty stomach in the morning. And people say all the time, I can't tell you how many emails we've gotten over these 3 years, that they remember more of their dreams when they take the sulfur. It's probably just, who knows? It's probably just bringing more oxygen to the brain and all that. Because the dream life, as you know, is a spiritual thing, but you've got to transfer it through the body to remember it. It helps, so the oxygen does help. That's just my theory. I just made that up. If you'd like to try sulfur, click on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com.
Know the source on One Radio Network.
Watch out.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, here we are with Stephen Huer. He's here the last Monday of every month because he's a ball of energy and he's just totally wired into looking at all these things around the world. I don't know how you do this. I don't even know how you keep up with this stuff. It's like, where do you find all these people and all these different products?
It's coming fast from all angles. I mean, sometimes it's a customer or a client that just, tells me something. Sometimes it's because I researched something on the internet and I found it. And sometimes I learned about it years ago, but now I acted upon it, now. And I mean, I'm talking to practitioners all the time. I'm talking to people that, have their expertise in their field. So mm-hmm. There's a bazillion ways by which it's coming to me.
Yeah. Isn't it funny about something? I've had experience with that, Stephen, where I've had a book for 3 or 4 years, right? And then all of a sudden, look at it, and I get, that's why I've got this. I got,
yes.
Isn't that crazy? It's like, it's right there in front of you, but it's almost like the teacher comes when you're ready kind of thing.
Yep. Yeah, I've had that experience too. Books for a while, and then all of a sudden I go, I got to read this.
And you got to read it, and then you get something. Well, I can't believe it took me so long to read it. So I want to ask you about, how long have you had xylitol as our sweetener in One World Way?
Since probably a year and a half, 2 years.
Oh, really? It's been that long since I really looked at the label. Well, it's interesting that we have it. I think it's a good thing. I really do. I really do.
It is. It's totally good. I mean, if it's, you know, held in the mouth at all, it kills the bacteria that would cause tooth decay. But, you know, that's its main claim to fame is in terms of dental hygiene. That's why it's, you know, in sweetener and certain toothpaste and stuff. But, or there's gums with xylitol, and then it'll be, you know, not bad for your teeth. But as I think I said this in the last interview, but I'll say it again maybe, is that the magic, one of the two reasons for the magic of One World Whey. One is that it's truly raw and not denatured, which is, you know, nobody else pretty much can say that. And there's a frequency science in it. And the frequency science is held on to the water molecules. The water molecules are what, you know, have memory. You know, Masaru Emoto showed that water has memory, and you can, you know, basically program and put frequencies into water that are health-giving. So what we found, though, is that the carbohydrate portion of carbohydrates carry, have more water in. That's why the hydrate, you know, is in the word carbohydrate, because there's water-rich amount of H2O in carbohydrates. And we're going to put carbohydrate in the next batch because that carries the frequency better. And the frequency, the epigenetic effect of the frequencies on the cells of the body is so much stronger to activate the cells to produce more protein and more energy that you actually get more results with more carbohydrate and less whey in the formula. So that'll be, well, probably 2 months away, 3 months away before we come out with it, but it's going to be a stronger product in the end.
Good, 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 good. You know, there's been some controversy about xylitol over the years, but we've been doing several shows with Dr. Ellie Phillips. She's a dentist of almost 40 years, and we're working on a program, and this program is very unconventional. I'll tell you about sometime. Our listeners are trying it too, and to strengthen the teeth, to remineralize the teeth, to heal the gums, to not have any plaque, and to not have tooth decay, stay out of the dentist's office and not ever have to get your teeth cleaned. She's got lots of results with this, thousands of people.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is there silica in the program?
I think there's silica in the toothpaste. I would have to check.
Okay, because I just learned from this expert on the subject of how to heal the teeth. Basically, like my brother, he's 2 years older than me, and he's all his enamel's gone, and he's losing his teeth. He's going to have some pulled and everything. So the big key to re-enamelizing the teeth and restoring the structure to your teeth so they're stronger is to get silica in the body. Now, the guy was teaching that you need to get it from this specific species of horsetail because there's certain toxic, I guess, varieties of horsetail. So that I couldn't find any of this particular species of horsetail in the USA for sale. I only found it in China, so I haven't got it yet. But we have a product called Smooth Joints that's the most bioavailable form of silica you can take. It's been studied and proven to increase connective tissue synthesis by 30%, which is to say grow back cartilage in the joints and things. So that's what we call smooth joints. But it can also benefit you for the silica needs of the teeth. And this is a big deal because that's the key to preventing cavities, is having a strong, healthy enamel.
That's exactly right, a strong, healthy enamel. And her contention is, and then I did a DNA test that confirmed it, that when we go out and try to carpet bomb the teeth, you know, with the mouth, with things like 3% hydrogen peroxide, which I did for years, and also even baking soda and salt, that it actually scratches the tooth, and it cuts down on the hardness, actually cuts down on the light that's reflected, and your tooth may look a little whiter, but it's a phony white kind of bleaching thing, and it's not the real hard enamel. But anyway, on the xylitol thing is that... She says that the science is there, and she has proven through all these people she's worked with for many, many years that the xylitol is what does keep the plaque, keeps the plaque off the teeth. And xylitol got a bad name years ago. She said they came out with it in Trident or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. And there was a whole thing that they sold it all to the dentist, and this Trident had weird things in it, and it was a mess, right? So there's still a lot of dentists that think xylitol is not good for you, but believe me, she's done the research, and I use a little bit of it every time I eat a little something during the day, because she said that if you just take a little one mint, little piece of gum, then it reestablishes your saliva to remineralize your teeth until you eat again. It's really interesting. Yeah, it's very interesting. I did a DNA test, Stephen, a month and a half ago, well, almost 2 months now. You can do a DNA saliva test, And they have 12 really bad actors that they measure, you know, I mean, bad boys, you know, like Osama bin Laden's, you know, that you don't, you don't want, you know, that if you Google them, that they're tied in with all kinds of weird things, heart disease.
Is this a saliva or a blood test?
Saliva in the mouth.
Okay.
I have 9, hello, out of 12. Now, it's just crazy. It's like, well, how? What's that about? How can I, you know, here I am doing hydrogen peroxide, a little bit of iodine. I'm doing this baking soda and salt. Anyway, she said, and she explained it in the 3 shows we've done with her, why that is, because you got to get the biome happening, and everybody's playing together, you know, like, you know, they're playing together outside.
Right.
And then that's what keeps it all in balance, because you never kill all these guys because, you know, they're running around our body, right? They're all there. They're always there. So I'm going to do a DNA test in a month and a half and just see what happens and see if how my teeth are. And so it's a poetry in motion experiment. So it's pretty interesting, really interesting.
So you did this. This was a test to determine genetic weaknesses with regards to dental health?
No. This was a test that actually measures bad actors in the
mouth. Okay.
And then of course, if it's in the mouth, you know, we know it's everywhere, right?
Okay. So here's the thing on the microbiome that I want to share with people. So when an infant is born vaginally and that infant is breastfed, that infant's microbiome in the beginning is only vaginal organisms in its GI tract, and it takes 2.5 years of breastfeeding on mother's milk that's rich in oligosaccharides to evolve those bacteria into full spectrum adult organisms. So think of it, when you talk about Progert, which is the only probiotic on the market that's like getting an inoculation, like a baby's you know, born healthy, full inoculation, it's the full spectrum of organisms, of human indigenous organisms that survive the HCl, hydrochloric acid, and bile salts of the digestive tract and get into the gut and begin to grow. But based on my limited understanding of that, the way they describe this product, that means that you have to evolve these organisms from their more infant state to a more adult state. So that's why there's this prebiotic syrup, which is called prebiotic syrup. It's basically oligosaccharides mimicking what you would get in mother's milk. So I feel like taking the oligosaccharides prebiotic syrup on a regular basis is going to evolve a person, say a person's, you know, gut's been damaged from antibiotic usage and they've lost all these different species and they have to take Progert, they should be taking that prebiotic syrup for maybe 2.5 years to get the full evolution of the bacteria to the full adult state.
Wow, that is really cool. So that's the real hazard with doing all of these cesarean sections, what they're doing, right?
Yep, big time. And they get just the skin organisms that way.
Yeah, and they're doing these by choice now too. I mean, people are just choosing to do it so they can schedule their birth. It's just.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that's didn't great. You know that? Oh, yeah. It's like the big thing now. See, so they say, well, let's have the baby on the 21st because, well, that'll be a good time to do it.
Wow.
I know. Humans are so silly. Does Stephen know whether Avamar, right, Steve, another Steve, crosses the blood-brain barrier to be effective for brain cancer?
I don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's worth a try. I mean, you've got to boost your immune system. I mean,
sure. Cancer
might be somewhere else in the body. If you knock out cancer everywhere else in the body but the brain, then at least your immune system can have more freedom to go after the tumor in the brain.
Mm-hmm. Here's an email for you. We've got lots to talk about today, so we're going to get to it all, but we're going to take your emails along the way, too, because that's fun. Stephen's a wealth of knowledge, and as you just heard, if he doesn't really have a strong belief about something, he'll just say, I don't know, because that's the best way, because who does know? George wants to know, I was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. What would Stephen recommend I do? Well, that's a good one.
Okay, so I don't know what the diet's like, but we're going to assume that you're on an all-organic diet and you're detoxing the body, so I'd recommend you get the Relax Far Infrared Sauna that Patrick sells. I recommend you use the Ionic Body Balance for Foot Bath that we carry so that you can energize the cells to detox faster and move the lymph system. And, you know, moving the lymph system is key to, you know, keeping the immune system, or moving the lymph is key to keeping the immune system and body functioning because you're getting the toxins out fast enough. So, I mean, cancer is always a terrain thing. You've got to have an alkaline pH. So if you're measure your saliva. I recommend you get a roll of pH paper from us and start measuring your morning saliva before you eat or brush your teeth, and see for 3 days of doing that what your average pH is. And if it's 6.7 or lower, you're acidic. And so you have to bring your pH back up, because alkalinity in the body is also correlated to oxygen levels. So the more alkaline you are, the more oxygen you have. Oxygen is what prevents cancer or gets rid of cancer. In fact, you know, ozone therapy is one of the ways people kill cancer. So I'd recommend possibly taking lime water if you are acidic, like a tablespoon twice a day. Depending on your body size, you might have to do 2 tablespoons twice a day. That's strongly alkalinizing of the body. And then this product, Avamar, is going to be your number one go-to to selectively kill tumor cells throughout the whole body. That might be all you need. But do all the other dietary things and get your body alkaline, and your prostate should get well in no time. I mean, you might want to even do an implant enema of the Avamar. You know, do an implant enema, do 4 ounces and hold it in the rectum for 10 minutes, and that potentially is going to go through the intestinal wall right into the prostate and help kill prostate cells.
Wow. So, I wonder, do we know why people get this prostate cancer thing?
I think it's because the prostate produces a sugar. Just like the breasts produce lots of oligosaccharide sugars, even if they're not lactating, they're still producing some of the sugar in the breast. And it's the same in the prostate. You produce a sugary fluid to nourish the sperm. Even if you're not having sex, even if you're not, you know, sexually active, you're still having this sugar production that stays in the prostate, stays in the lacteal glands of the breast, and it ferments and creates yeast and viruses, and then that creates the cancer.
And how come this sugar thing gets out of wacko?
Probably because of the fact that the terrain gets, you know, our overall terrain gets less regulated.
I see.
It's not regulated to have a high enough oxygen and right pH as you grow older. So as that oxidation goes down in the prostate, then you have circumstances where fermentation of that sugar can take place, which creates yeast. And yeast is always present in every single cancer. Fungus or yeast is always present. There's a great series of books on this. They've done studies, and they found that every single tumor you could mention, it has yeast associated with it. And that's yeast only grows in an anaerobic environment, which means it's a low-oxygen environment, which, again, that gets back to the pH. Again, as I said before, if you're chronically acidic, you're lowering your oxygen levels, you're being anaerobic, and this is also going to cause the yeast and the tumor cells to occur, because tumor cells only basically, they're anaerobic cells. They live without oxygen. So you want to clean up the body, get the pH alkaline, and do your best to get oxygenated. That's, you know, chlorophyll drinks help oxygenate the body too. And
sulfur? Yeah. Sulfur does?
Sulfur, yeah. Sulfur is great to transfer oxygen into the cell, yes.
Exactly. So exercise, that's oxygenates the cells?
Yeah. And if they don't have the energy to exercise, it would be good if they would get one of them foot plates, one of those vibration plates, and stand on that. You know?
Those are so cool. A friend of mine's got those. He's got a really big time one, and every now and then when I go over to his house, I get on that thing. Man, that thing is it's out of control. Have you one of those?
I have one, but I maybe mine's not the high powered one, but it feels fine to me.
Oh no, I mean it was fun, but boy, I mean it was strong. It was like you talk about shake, rattle, and roll your body.
Oh yeah, it is strong. Yeah,
out of control. Okay, one of the things you wanted to talk about. This morning, Stephen, is shungite. Now, shungite is cool. I have a little shungite necklace. Doodle has a shungite necklace too. We had one made for her. My dog. Yeah, she's got it on right
that
now.
That is so cool.
She's got it on right now. Oh, yeah, shungite's a very powerful thing. I mean, Vladimir Putin wears shungite necklaces when he rides around naked on his horse.
Oh man, that is so cool. I've not heard any of this. I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that? Oh no. Yeah, shungite's it's the bomb. So you have a shungite thing you want to talk about, but you also wrote an article on shungite some time ago. It's interesting. Is this new?
This is new.
Okay, so we're gonna put this on the show page. It's a nice article here, shungite.
Yeah.
We'll put this on the show page. So do you take it internally, but tell me your experience with shungite.
I don't have it yet. I'm just all excited about it. The correlation is the C60, which is naturally super high in shungite, is the key is to one of the reasons why it's working so well, to purify water. It's the ultimate water purification device if you bought one of these things with shungite in your water purifier, because it'll kill viruses, fungus, and it'll purify the water. And there's the Russians basically have known about this stuff for over 200 years.
Sure, yeah.
There's this place that's basically near a lake called Oniga, Lake Oniga. Mm-hmm. That's north of Moscow, east of Finland, and it's one of the largest lakes in Europe. And there's basically this black rock is purifying the water, and so people can drink this water and they get healed of different things. So the shungite is basically in the water. You can drink it, and they're getting a lot of the C60 when they do this. So this is nature's source of C60. And now here's the thing that's fascinating is that there's nowhere else on the planet that this rock has been found. So it leads me to believe that this might be, you know, an asteroid or something or some, you know.
Sure, it could be, yeah.
Off world.
Yeah. And this goes back 1700. I mean, a long time ago. So I think Peter the Great dude, right? He found it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that guy was like so, has such high belief in this that he called it the name for this particular spring where the rock was in the spring. They called Marshall Waters after Mars, the god of war. And but yeah, it says that the basically it's been able to help people with weak stomach, vomiting, diarrhea, hypochlorhydria, bile problems, scurvy, kidney problems, and many others. Okay, well, if it's helping kidney problems, that means it's detoxing the body. It's taking toxins out because toxins are what damage the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's also the Peter the Great basically believed that some people believe that the Russians won a particular battle called Poltava. They won that battle because all the soldiers carried shungite on them, I guess, in their backpacks.
You got to love that, man. Well, you know, it's interesting. The lady that made our necklaces for Doodle and Patrick, she really into stones and stuff, and she suggests that these shungite will protect, help to balance you and protect from the electromagnetic fields. And so I wear
exactly.
When I do my show in the studio with all this equipment and stuff. And yeah, and Doodle likes it too. She
loves
it.
There's a company in Russia that I don't carry their products yet. I don't know if I will, but basically I ordered two tall pyramids, the 72-degree angle pyramids. They're like $114 a piece.
That's great.
Because they put out a field. See, these guys measure the field with their EMF meter that this pyramid is putting out. And the one I'm getting is putting out a field that's like 50 feet. You can get them that puts out the protective field of 90 feet.
Ah.
And it just costs more. So these are putting out harmonious, coherent fields of energy to negate the negative EMFs that you might be exposed to. So, yes, this is like, I think it's going to be the way to protect yourself from negative EMFs better than perhaps anything else out there is just having shungite pyramids in your home. And then also you can take the shungite powder as like a consumable, but, you know, this I don't carry that yet, but it's just another wonderful gift of nature to have this available.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Now, C60 is that different charcoal. We have... Isn't that what the fullerene product is?
Charcoal has C60 in it naturally.
Ah, okay.
But if a person selling the charcoal calling it C60, they're really misleading people because pure C60, which you can take, you know, you have to make it in a laboratory type of thing, or you can actually take a piece of carbon and expose it to laser. It atomizes all the C60 into powder, and then you have to go through this process of extraction and refinement to get it into a state where you can assimilate it. Then that pure C60 it's best absorbed in oil. So it's either going to be in olive oil or sunflower oil or coconut oil. And the one that we have is sunflower oil. And the particular way that this guy does it is like they're all individual molecules. So instead of being clusters of C60 molecules, it's just individual molecules that, you know, you get better actual efficacy in the body with regards to neutralizing free radicals, grabbing onto toxins and getting them out of the body. So I feel like our 60-60 is really cool. I mean, we already have one lady friend that called. She basically injured her subscapula and couldn't hardly move it. She was in a lot of pain and nausea. She took this stuff, and in like an hour, she was totally free of pain and had all kinds of energy.
Hmm. And so that's the fullerene product, right?
Yeah.
That's called fullerene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So basically, the shungite's been able to, I mean, people, this is the summation. It's been able to treat, save, purify, heal, clean, protect, improve, normalize, neutralize, restore, regenerate, and even grow. So, I mean, the study, again, that they did on the mice was pretty miraculous because the mice that got this in their diet lived over twice their normal lives.
Well, maybe get yourself a necklace, too, and wear that sucker all the time.
I ordered it. I ordered a necklace.
Did you? Good.
Yeah, and I ordered a pendulum, too.
You're out of control. We love it. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@1radionetwork.com. If Stephen here, if he hasn't tried it, well, then you shouldn't try it. Wait till Stephen does. Wait till Stephen tries it. See, I had, the shungite is really pretty interesting thing, man. Just really. So this is, it's the only place in the world too, that has this substance, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the only place on the planet. So you have to order it from Russia to get it. And
probably why the United States wants to go invade them. You know, they want to get their Shen guy.
There's so much cool natural resources that those people over there haven't destroyed. Their ecology is so much healthier than ours. It's like I'd rather live in Russia just for the healthier ecology they've got.
Really, yeah. I've heard, and, you know, I don't know, you probably know this, but the Vlad, Mr. Putin, he's totally... opposed to GMOs. He said, you can keep your stinking GMOs. We don't want them.
That's another reason. He's basically just made it public that he wants to be the largest distributor of organic foods in the world.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, no wonder they want to bomb them, man. You know, come on.
I know. Anytime you're for truth and virtue, it's like you're
that's a target. Let's just invade them, you know. We'll fix him, boy. We'll just invade that dude. All right, 888-663-6386. Email patrick@1radionetwork.com with Stephen Huer. If you have some questions, you can just do it right now, and we'll just chip the light fandango. So let's see. You're also interested. You wanted to talk a bit about new homeopathic remedies too. From
yeah, so there's a guy passed away late, Alphonse Ven from the Netherlands. Netherlands. And he was basically his electrical engineer, and one day on the job, he was electrocuted accidentally, of course, that the electrical current, 380 volts, went through his heart and his brain, and basically his health plummeted, and he got to the point where he couldn't work anymore, couldn't drive, could barely walk, I guess, did all the allopathic things that almost killed him, and his wife took him out of the hospital. Slowly he recovered. And along this multi-year-long journey, he finally came across homeopathic remedies. And the homeopath that he worked with and the remedies that he gave him helped him improve in small amounts. So he had a little bit of hope happen because he started to improve for the first time in years.
Hmm.
And then in his journey to, you know, help himself, he became a homeopath, helped a lot of people heal with just homeopathic recommendations. And then he finally met this man that came to see him who's an alchemist. And this alchemist taught him basically a few things, and he tried the alchemy, but the alchemy didn't help him. And in fact, this guy used to be able to make the real high-spin state gold, iridium, and rhodium. You know how David Hudson talked about when you alchemically transform gold, iridium, and rhodium into their high-spin state, they lose 5/9 of their weight, and they become translucent. You can see through it, and they're as light as a feather. And that's the stuff this guy used to make and sell, and I tried it about 8 years ago. Didn't notice anything. Didn't do anything. And so he moved on from doing alchemy to doing homeopathy in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things this alchemist taught Alphonse was that the invisible controls the visible.
Mm-hmm.
I know you agree with that.
I do.
So this is why energy, frequency, homeopathy, it can be so powerful to shift and heal the body, because you're going back to the controlling level of how things operate rather than just treat the physical.
Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so he happened to have some kind of revelation that he understood that 97% of all disease was this basically incorrect energy, that if you put the right frequencies into the body, you could restore health. And the other revelation was that virus, fungus, and bacteria, heavy metals, toxins, the physical representation of those disease-causing agents is only one part of the equation, that everything in nature has a spirit and a soul. I guess whether that's a mineral or a toxin or a pathogen, they all have a spirit and a soul.
Right.
And so you can physically remove the heavy metals, or in the example that he gave, he said, you know, there was a person that he worked with that he got well, who had asthma his whole life, and it started as an infant or when he had a lung infection, and he was given antibiotics, and the antibiotics got rid of the lung infection, but this child then ended up having asthma the rest of his life. This was an adult that he was talking to at that time, radio talk show personality, and this he ended up getting him on the remedies, and the guy, all of his asthma went away 100%. And that's because you got rid of the bacteria causing the lung infection, but you didn't get rid of the spirit and the soul of the bacteria, so it was still causing this disease. And so he's figured out how to give you remedies, homeopathic remedies, little lactose pills. It's like a 28-day program. You basically get 6 pills a day. They're all infused with these energy that he's figured out to eliminate the soul and spirit of the diseases that you're dealing with. And people have healed themselves of like all kinds of things on these products over many years now. It's just a 28-day thing. You might need to do, you know, two or three 28-day things, but it's pretty powerful, this form of homeopathy, that it can help people so much.
And what's the fellow's name that did all this stuff?
Alphonse Venn, V-E-N.
I like him already, man, with a name like that, Alphonse. Alphonse Venn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, homeopathy works, as you know. So how do you get the... How do you get the right one? There must be different formulas, right?
Yeah, what you can do is you can just email me, like, whatever your symptoms are, and then I'll send them to the lady that supplies these to me,
mm-hmm.
and then she'll tell me which particular 28-day remedy would be best for that person.
Uh-huh. And you do three times a day?
Yeah, six little pills, three mm-hmm. times a day. Mm-hmm. One time a day, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you've just started those?
Yep, been on them a little while. The first 4 days, I noticed a significant improvement, like my heart rate got calmer. So I was going, wow, that's pretty significant. So I've been on them ever since, though, and that heart rate thing didn't continue to stay calm. So I'm probably going to do 2 months to see what would happen.
Mm-hmm. Just keep at it. Well, you just keep trying stuff is what you do, right?
Yeah. Oh, and when I was at this trade show that I was just at, it's called Think Tank.
Mm-hmm.
Natural Solutions put on this thing called Think Tank. There was a guy next to my booth that has this device from the UK that's basically putting quartz crystals inside of a lens and then focusing a certain light through the quartz crystals. And evidently this light becomes coherent so that you can put it on your brain or any body part and it'll help that part of your body become better or healthier. So I did it on my thyroid and it was really good because I slept that night. Normally I don't sleep.
Huh.
So it calmed me down enough that I slept. So I'm interested in possibly buying that device now.
Of course, you're going to buy it. I mean, you know, you're Stephen Huer. Wouldn't you not get one?
Well, there's other things. There's other things. Three other things that might do this that I'm going to try first. So, because it's $5,400, so I'm going to try those other things.
Well, $5,400.
Yeah.
Wow, that's. Boy, it's a shame. A lot of these things are so expensive, isn't it? Man, I just wish they weren't. But that's the way they are. You know, that's the deal.
Yeah.
Here's a question for Stephen. Where would one get methylene blue that does not contain cyanide, apparently only available from compound pharmacists on orders from your naturopath? Do you know what he's talking about?
I don't know. I know methylene blue has been used as a compound to remove the Alzheimer's, the plaques on the brain that create Alzheimer's. So methylene blue is really good for getting rid of the cause of Alzheimer's, but I don't know how to get it or where to get it.
Yeah. So some of it's got yucky stuff in there, I guess,
with the
emailer saying, yeah. Is Stephen Huer aware of efforts being done to replicate the original Lotfosky device based on actual devices that were used in Italy? They have zero in common with the devices that have been used, sold under the name over the past decades.
I don't know what the name is that he just said. I've never heard of that.
Never heard of that one. I don't know where these people come up with this one.
I know there was some Italian that created something called the Dodo machine that was supposed to be like anti-aging, but I don't. That technology I've not seen on the market.
Yeah, it's a Lakhovsky device.
Lakhovsky.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've heard of that.
You've heard of that.
I think I owned a device years ago that was like a combination of Rife. Lakhovsky, and I don't know, it didn't do anything for me at the time, but yeah, I know that there's rumors that he built something that was a healing technology. I've not owned that device, and I don't know where to get it.
Mm-hmm. Stephen Huer, this is from Leon. I like Patrick, who would like to gain some weight. See, people listen to me sometimes. Of course, I'm about giving up on this one. But anyway, what do you recommend to help me gain weight? I'm 130 pounds, but I really would like to gain about 20 pounds of muscle. What would Stephen recommend? Well, right up my alley, Stephen?
Yeah. Well, the things that I think that are the most successful at gaining weight is beef liver.
Yeah.
Like either raw or freeze-dried. That's what Jack LaLanne used. Jack LaLanne would do, I think it was like 200 liver tablets, blend them up in a drink every morning before he worked out.
Wow.
Then he'd work out like crazy. And that... You know, he put that in his body so it would make him in a positive nitrogen balance so that he would be anabolic while he worked out, meaning that you're in a chemistry state that you're going to help grow muscle Because if you go to the gym and you don't have enough protein in your system, you're just going to break down tissue. And you got to have the right kind of protein. So I've always found that of all the proteins in nature, the ones most capable of creating new muscle tissue for my body type was red meat, grass-fed red meat, and beef liver. And, you know, doing the beef liver, I would blend up fresh raw beef liver in either raw milk or some kind of fruit, some kind of, you know, banana, you know, a couple peaches or something to make it sweet, then get it down. And that's what I would do is the most primary anabolic food. But increasing testosterone is also the big key to putting on muscle mass. And, you know, we have several products that have helped do that. We got Synergy One. We've had many men report gaining size in their arms and stuff just from Synergy One. We also have a product called Ropex. Ropex is not just a flower pollen, but an extract of flower pollen specific for increasing male semen production. Very potent product. You take 10 tablets of that, not only will you have a higher sex drive, but it's going to help you be more anabolic, so when you work, you can expend all that sexual energy anabolically to build muscle. So I'd recommend those two supplements to assist you in increasing testosterone levels.
But you really do. I found, you know, I can get results by doing push-ups and pull-ups and some weights on the rebounder. But you, I need to do some resistance training for things to build.
That's the point.
Yeah.
You got to do resistance training, and you got to do the right kind. You can't exhaust yourself. Like, you have to do, you exhaust yourself, whatever muscle group you're training, then you let it rest for however long until you're fully recovered. And that could be literally a week. And my friend ex from years ago told me, he was a trainer, and he said he worked with some of the top-notch trainers, and he said this is the biggest mistake that most bodybuilders make, is that they will work out just on a routine schedule and not based upon their body's recovery rate, so they couldn't maximize their muscle gains. And so you could be blown away if you let yourself fully recover, fully heal from whatever your workout was, then work out whatever length of time that takes, and you'll gain more muscle.
It's interesting. You know the Morley, you know Morley Robbins, the magnesium man guy, dude? Robin? Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Personally.
Pretty cool guy. And he's with you there. He suggests that if everybody should do once a week, do a little bit of raw beef liver, that it's one of the best things ever. I saw a little video by him. You know, it was interesting. A friend of mine who's at the farmer's market, he's a cool guy. He has grass-fed cow. And he gave me a package of, just for fun, for as a gift. He said, well, here's some beef liver for Doodle. You know, I bring my dog with me to the farmer's market. You know, so I brought it home, and I'm thawing it out. And I'm saying, man, I'm going to do some of this. So I did a big piece of it, Stephen, in the Vitamix with a kind of tablespoon of the Manuka honey and some raw cream. Man, I'm going to do more of that. You could feel that. I mean, 10 minutes after you drank that, it was like, whoa. It was like, what did I just drink?
Yep.
What did I just drink? Very powerful. Very powerful, that raw beef. And, you know, with the honey and the cream, I mean, it doesn't taste yucky at all. It actually it tastes
it's
fine.
It's how to camouflage it.
Yeah,
exactly.
it tastes fine. You know, it tastes fine.
You can That's a good combo that you just mentioned.
What's that?
That's a good combo that you just mentioned, because you got vitamin A and D in the cream, fat-soluble vitamins are going to help. Vitamin A is a key vitamin to put in on muscle. If you're vitamin A deficient, you're going to have a hard time gaining muscle.
Say that again.
And a lot of vitamin A in the liver.
Say that again now, because you talk fast sometimes. Say that again.
So if you don't have enough vitamin A, you're not going to put on muscle. And that's you know, you're getting a little bit of that from the cream, but then I just realized you're getting a ton of it from the liver. Fat helps you absorb protein into the bloodstream. So it's a combination of things. Fat's needed for protein to work. And you're doing that combination drink. It's perfect.
Yeah. And so you want to do this before you work out, correct? That's what Jack did, Jack Lalanne?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you got to let enough time pass for it to kick in the system. You don't put it in your stomach and then go work out, because then all your blood's in your stomach. You got to make sure I would make sure it's already going into the intestinal tract, and there's not as much energy in the stomach to divert to the stomach instead of to your muscles. And so I'd wait probably, I don't know, hour and a half, 3 hours before I'd work out.
Oh, okay. Stephen, not Stephen, but Jack Lalanne, What a cool guy. I had the chance of talking to him several times over the years with different radio shows, and he was such a nice man, and such a, I don't know, there was something about him. You know, he was just cool. You know what I mean? He was
just a
cool guy.
I remember seeing him when my mom would exercise in the 1960s in Hacienda Heights. She'd be in front of the TV set doing his exercises, and that's when I first, you know, met the guy. I was just a kid.
And he was dragging tugboats through the through the water with his swimming with his rope in his mouth when he was like 80. It was just crazy strong.
Yeah,
this guy.
I know, totally amazing.
Just totally strong, this guy. And you know, he wasn't a very tall fellow. I met him in person one time, and he was actually a pretty short fellow. He wasn't very tall.
No, he's totally short. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, totally short. Well, so short kids, you know, we can do it.